When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And on this show, we help you build financial freedom through real estate investing. And we answer your questions. So this is our Q&A episodes where you're able to leave us a voicemail question and we attempt to answer it. There are no stupid questions. And even if you're a more advanced investor, you can always learn something from some of these questions. So it might not be your question that's getting answered today, but I think we can always learn a lot from the questions being asked by our audience. So it's very easy to do. You can go to our website at morrisinvest.com, click on the little microphone icon, and leave us a 30-second voicemail question that we will play here on the show, and we will answer it. A little about me, so that you have some frame of reference and context. About 15, maybe 17 years ago or so, I started investing in real estate. I did it all. I started by buying my first renovated property next door to where I lived, went in there and rehabilitated that thing. I worked until like 1 or 2 in the morning, ripping out drywall and fixing up the kitchen and then flipping the property right before the 2008 collapse. And then from there, investing in raw land and other projects throughout the country, and then wholesaling real estate, and then started building new construction rental properties. And that's what our company does today. Moved away from the rehab model to fully built from the ground up new construction rental properties for our clients. So it's been a long journey. I've seen a lot in this business, and we're certainly entering interesting times with interest rates and so forth. But I always have to say, you know, as we look at the current market situation and we see interest rates going up this year, again, if a deal is a deal is a deal, you know, if the numbers make sense, then it's always a good time to invest in real estate. And there is no such thing as one real estate bubble, right? There every market is different. What happens in Las Vegas is different than what happens in Texas, and then what happens in San Francisco and Miami. So always remember that as you're watching mainstream media coverage of what's happening this year. They're going to employ scare tactics, and I want you to be smarter than that. And hopefully that's what we teach you here on this show. So we've got three questions today from our audience. Let's start with our first one here from Anthony. Anthony, go ahead and take it away.
Hi, this is Anthony. So when I want to buy a house directly from a homeowner, what paperwork should I have, or what contract paperwork do I need to sign in order to show that I want to get the house?
Okay, thanks, Anthony. So this comes back to my old wholesaling days, buying a property. You just need a simple purchase agreement, depending on your state. And then, of course, within that purchase agreement, usually you will pick a 30-day closing time, depending on if you're getting financing. You'll pick however you want to do it. You know, if you've got a cash deal, I used to buy the properties I would do a 15-day close, very quick close. So I would put closing within 15 days inside the purchase agreement. And you can find very simple purchase agreements on the internet. Just Google purchase agreements and grab one that suits you. And depending on how you're going to buy it, you're going to either buy it in your own name, your personal name, Anthony, or you're going to buy it in an LLC because you're buying it as an investment. So these things to consider, and then a 15-day close. And then, of course, you can have certain things within the contract and provisions. I used to put in there that I had the right to cancel the purchase agreement if I discovered through inspection that there was some big issue, right? You go in and get an inspection on the property and you find out that the foundation is crumbling, or there's termites, or there's something where the numbers now don't make sense because you're going to have to spend a lot more money. In New Jersey, I used to have a clause in there about oil tanks. Back in the day in New Jersey, totally different than other parts of the country, they used to have big tanks in the ground that they would fill up heating oil. So the truck would come by and it would fill up the heating oil for the house, and it would just put it in the ground. Those things were terrible for the environment, and they break down and they leak. And very often, if there was a heating oil tank in a property, it could almost kill the deal because then you have to find out, okay, was this thing intact, or did it rust and then and then break down. And then now the oil is, we need remediation, environmental remediation, where maybe it's leaked into the neighbor's yard and it costs tens of thousands of dollars. Total nightmare. So I used to have that clause in that side of that purchase agreement that if I discovered an oil tank, we would be able to cancel the deal. But just keep it very simple. A purchase agreement can be one or two pages. In fact, a purchase agreement can literally be written on the back of a napkin. It's not a big deal. Then, of course, when you go, you need to have a good title company that you're going to work with, or an attorney, depending on your state. Some states allow you to use title companies. That's my experience. Other states, you have to use a lawyer for a closing. Hire one of those for a couple of $100. They're going to get the title work. They're going to have to do a title search on the property so that you can have free and clear title. And so that's all you need. Really, that is the most important paperwork, is going to be the title company or the attorney for closing. The purchase agreement literally can be like a napkin. You know, this is just an agreement between you and the seller. When they start doing the actual closing documents and the title work, that's going to be handled by a professional. That is the most important piece of the process. Again, purchase agreements don't really mean a lot. It's an agreement to buy the property, and you follow through, or if there's a problem with the property, you cancel the deal. And you put down earnest money. You can put down $5,000, $10,000, whatever your earnest money deposit is going to be for this property. And then the title company will do the rest of the paperwork to move you towards closing. So the professionals will handle the closing, Anthony. It's really not up to you to handle that piece of it. And of course, a big piece of it is going to be whether or not you're getting financing. Or is a bank involved in the process? Then you're going to definitely want a 30-day closing time. If there's cash, 15 days, you can do it as soon as you can and as soon as the title company can prepare the documents and get it done. Hope you find that helpful, Anthony. All right, our next question comes to us from Albert, I believe. Albert, take it away.
Hi, Morris. This is Albert. I'd like to ask you, would it be more advantageous to pay off a loan early with a HELOC or just to hold fast and refinance after 5 or 6 years? Thank you.
So pay off a loan. The goal is, I assume the goal, Albert, is to pay off the loan, right? Well, if you're going to do a refinance, then you're not going to be paying off the loan. You're going to be getting a new loan. And given current interest rates right now, I mean, you're going to be refinancing probably up in price, right? So I have a friend. He bought a house out in California, which crazy, you know, buying a house in California. Now he's not happy with the house. He's been there like 2 years. It doesn't suit his needs and he wants to move. Well, his interest rate on that property was like 2.8%, 2.9, something ridiculous, right? Now he found a comparable house in the neighborhood that he likes and he wants to buy this new house. The house is going to be the same price, but now his loan is going to essentially be twice as much because of the interest rates. So doing a refinance, you do a refinance because interest rates have gone down, not gone up. So what you're doing is by doing a refinance, you're actually getting a worse rate and you're going to be paying more for your loan. So that doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not sure exactly the thought process there for that. But you're asking about using a home equity line of credit to pay down your primary mortgage. And that's always, in my humble opinion, I'm not a financial advisor, so seek your own counsel on this. I've written a whole book on how to pay off your mortgage in 5 years. You can find it on Amazon. It's got so many great reviews because people have used it and paid off their home in 5 years using this home equity line of credit strategy, the HELOC strategy. I absolutely believe in that strategy. You just have to shop around for the proper interest rates right now. So yes, you live in a home, you want to pay it off more quickly, getting a home equity line of credit, using that home equity line of credit, which is two different financial products. The reason this system works is because one of them is it's a totally different financial product. Your home mortgage, which has a 30 or 15 year amortization schedule, right? And then you've got a home equity line of credit over here. You're like robbing Peter to pay Paul, basically. So you're using the home equity line of credit, which is a line of credit, and you're going to fire it at the principal balance of your primary mortgage. And what you remember, the two enemies, right, in this situation are interest and time. So what you're doing is you're shaving years, time off of your 30-year mortgage by using this strategy. So I absolutely believe it's a killer strategy to lower your overall burden. And then you pay back the HELOC, right? And then you can rinse and repeat. So the way that I like to think of it is, let's say you had $10,000 home equity line of credit, not very much. Okay, $10,000 to work with. The bank gives you a line of credit. You start with $0 as a balance, okay? You usually get a debit card and a checkbook and something else. What you can do is take that $10,000 and write a check right toward the primary balance of your home. And now your home equity line of credit has a balance of $10,000, right? And your primary mortgage now has a principal balance reduced by $10,000. But now when you start playing with the numbers and the mortgage calculator, you'll notice you're saving yourself, if you keep rinsing and repeating that strategy, years off of your mortgage. Years. That's why this strategy works. Then, of course, you pay back the HELOC, you get it back down to zero, and then you do it again. Again, I go through all of this in great detail and deeper strategies inside the book, How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. If you buy the book, grab the blue cover. It's the newest edition of the book where we take into account the latest tax code. It's a short book. It's like 100 pages. You can read it in an afternoon, but I think it will change your life if you employ those strategies. So, Albert, thank you for the question. I love that sound. That sound makes me smile. And imagine setting up your Shopify application that every time you get a sale, that sound effect goes off. That is what I do. It is so fantastic. It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Now, Shopify is a platform designed for anyone to sell anywhere, giving entrepreneurs like myself the resources once reserved for big business. You can customize your needs with a great-looking online store that brings any idea to life and all of the tools to manage your day-to-day and drive sales. Make your ideal real right there in front of you. Its possibilities are endless. It's a journey, and it's the beauty of the entrepreneurship journey, right? Because you start out, you have this idea sort of germinating. You can go to Shopify. You can build a website on Shopify, get your storefront up and running in no time, and then you can tweak it over time, make changes, move some things around, move products around, change your logo, all of those things. But it doesn't matter. It's a journey. That's what I love about using Shopify's platform. It's so customizable. I mean, and you can't even tell that it's like a Shopify website. And so many of the big e-commerce platforms that you use Shopify, and you wouldn't even know that it's a Shopify website. You know, it's all custom. That's the beauty of it. It powers millions of entrepreneurs just like me from first sale to full scale. They have 24/7 support, so you're never alone as you're building out your Shopify store. And more, it's more than a store, by the way. Shopify grows with you. This is it. It's a possibility, right? And it's all powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/investing today, all lowercase. You have to use all lowercase, and you're going to get a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features so you can try it out and see how it fits for your business. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/investing right now. That's shopify.com/investing. All right, here is our next listener. I think this is Teddy, I think. Our team says it's Teddy. I think I could mispronounce. I have been known to do that. So I apologize if I do. Here's Teddy.
Hi. Good morning, Clayton. My name is Teddy Valerie, and I listen to you and I read all of your emails every day. Thank you and your wife so much for all the information. My question is this. I did take advantage of Fund and Grow. You have recommended them several times throughout the years that I've been listening to you as a source for my real estate funding and building credit for my business. For the past year and a few months, between my wife and I, we've been able to secure about $340,000 in business credit. My question is, I am interested in now trying to secure business line of credit. Not necessarily business credit cards through Fund and Grow, but a business line of credit. Which banks or financial institutions would you recommend that as a small real estate business owner that I should reach out to and apply for business line of credit? Of course, to increase my portfolio, real estate portfolio, that is. Thanks so much. I look forward to hearing from you. and your response. Take care.
Hey, Teddy, thanks so much. So I have experience with two different companies in this regard. And I will say that you have to really just kind of shop around to find one that fits you. There's no shortage of these companies out there. It's a very specific niche that you're asking about, which is they're going to extend to you. Usually there's going to be some sort of payment up front to access this line of credit, depending on your situation. So years ago, I worked with DLP, Direct Lending Partners, DLP, out of New York at the time. Again, you can look them up. I'm not affiliated with them in any way. I can just tell you that through experience, their team was great to work with. Direct Lending Partners, and what we were able to secure was a couple of $1 million line of credit that enabled us to acquire real estate, do other things with. And so they do business credit, and they're more focused on real estate, but they have all sorts of different packages and programs. And hey, if they can't work with you, they were great because we had a specific question. They were actually able to refer us to another company that we ended up working with. So, you know, they're able to say, hey, we can't do that, but we recommend this company. And that's a conversation worth having to them. If they can't help you in that regard, just say, do you know who could, where to turn to? Again, I can't recommend different companies that I haven't worked with, but I have worked with them. They were great. So we were able to secure a revolving line of multi-million credit that we were able to use for our business. Really, really great. So I can speak to that. Another company that I've worked with, and I can speak very highly of the owner, Kyle Jacy. We'll have a link in the show description for you because I don't have their website off the top of my head. Jacy Capital, J-A-S-E-Y, Jacy Capital, out of New Jersey. They'll do real estate bridge loans. They also do, I believe, business credit lines. But Kyle is a friend of mine, and he's a great guy, great stand-up individual. He used to run a real estate RIA meeting and group. That's how we first became friends. So we've been sort of lifelong friends at this point, many, many years, he and his wife and me and my wife. So I can speak highly of what they do at Jacy Capital. But you could also simply, honestly, go to find a local, if you're interested in it from a business perspective, just go to LinkedIn. Just go to LinkedIn and do a search for business creditors, business loans. And you'll find that there are individuals who are business loan specialists. That's as simple as it gets. I know it sounds kind of simple, right? But it is. Just going to LinkedIn and finding a business loan or business loan specialist, you're going to find people who that's their specialty. And then just send them an email. Say, I'm interested. I have a small business. I'm a real estate investor. I've got X, Y, and Z, but I'd be interested in speaking to you about business credit. That would be my suggestion. But if it's real estate focused, you know, I think you're going to have success with Jacy Capital. You can definitely speak to the team at DLP, Direct Lending Partners. In fact, also, you could even just go to LendingTree, LendingTree.com, and put in your information about what you're working with. Some of it will be, of course, collateralized, and it's going to be collateralized against your current properties, your current assets, and your future income. So it's going to look at a lot of those things and factors. And each bank is different. Your mileage may vary, but I hope you find that helpful, Teddy. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your kind words as well. Again, I hope you find that helpful. And guys, one thing to remember always is that depending on your local community, remember your local meetup groups, your local real estate meetup groups are going to be powerful tools for you. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Even if you don't physically go to them, right? You don't want to actually go on a Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and meet the people at your local RIA meeting, your local real estate investment meeting. They're all over the country. You know, in New Jersey, again, there was like three or four just in my county alone, in Essex County, New Jersey, where I lived. And there was one in Morris County. So I would drive to the one in Morris County. That's how I met so many friends in the real estate business. Just go to meetup.com. And on meetup.com in your area, your geographic area, just type in RIA, R-E-I-A, real estate meetups, R-E-I-A meetup groups. And you're going to find a few. And then in that list, you know, ask to join it. Then you become a member. And there might be 50, 60, 100 people, depending on your town. And in that group of 100 people, there's going to be mortgage people. There's going to be real estate agents, there's going to be contractors, there's going to be wholesalers, there's going to be, you know, electricians. And you could reach out to those people just via email right inside of meetup.com. You don't even need to go to the meetup. You know, just say, hey, I'm here. I live in the same town as you. I've got a few properties. I'm looking to do a business loan. I see that you're a business loan specialist here at this meetup group. I'd love to call you. Can I give you a phone call? You know, and that's how it happens. So very, very simple to do. And I hope this at least pushes you in the right direction, Teddy. Thanks to all of you for your great questions, really thoughtful questions. Again, you can go to our website, go to Morris Invest. That's M-O-R-R-I-S. That's my last name, morrisinvest.com. If you're ready to become a real estate investor, again, we're building about 500 homes this year, single families and duplexes, new construction built from the ground up in some of the best rental markets in the country. Again, we have financing built in with all of our banks that we work with, non-recourse financing as well. If your credit is not as great, or if you're an international investor, non-recourse is a great way to actually build up a portfolio of properties that way. So please give us a call. Again, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the book a call button, and book a call with our team today, and we'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes and walk you through that process, learn about your goals, learn about your financial goals, and then help you build a path towards financial freedom. Thank you for listening, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.